Mr. Fletcher, wait.
Yes, as Sylvia Olymark, if I may make my commentary in,
et comme
in my native language.
C'est une soirée de questions, donc précises.
I'd like to pick up where Sylvia Olymark left off with respect to what's being given to us, the public, in the bilan, which should be a listing of all the facts and figures relating to what's happened with the nature park policy over the last 3 years, since May 2006, when the last bilan was presented. We've tried to do our very best looking what figures we can find about hectareage areas in the bilan, and we've come to a figure somewhat less than 300 hectares that have been added against the bilan's claims of 859. And the 300 hectares would amount to 0.6%, which would bring the figures up, according to what information we have as members of the public, to 4%. The other 500 hectares would, of course, add that 1% the city's aiming for. So from our standpoint, looking at the facts and figures, looking at a bilan that is supposed to present these facts, we have a shortfall of 500 hectares, a full percentage point that would be claimed in the bilan. 300 hectares we've added up in the figures from the 859, it's about 500 and some. And there's either a real shortfall, as far as we're concerned, or the bilan does not provide sufficient details, meaning the public does not have enough information to make any relevant input on May 6th. So the question would be, can such detailed elaboration be provided before, not just before May 6th, but in time for us to prepare?
Right.
We'd like to also be able to visit some of these sites, as an environmentalist and somebody that likes to go to defense of things. I like to see things on the ground before I speak to them.
Pour votre question, je pense que M. Adair va y répondre avec un tableau, non?
Okay. I just want to go back to this. This is a summary. Obviously, it's not all that you want, but we have to start with this, okay? I think it's important to say that what we've done in eco-territories, ratified 285, and we've added to that, we have engagements in eco-territories for another 145, which means that in eco-territories, we've done 1%. We have done 2. I agree with you, okay? But we also, we have added a number of parks that are urban parks, agglomeration parks that are under our control that we've decided to lock in to nature areas, mm-hmm. to preserve. And the total amount of acreage involved there is another 427.
Right.
That's how we get to 800.
Right.
Okay? So that's the jits of
it. But the question,
And then if you want to know where they are, that's basically, they're all there. Okay, so what we've done is either green because it's a park, or what's been added on is in yellow on this map.
Right.
So you have the information on this. I understand it may not be in the document.
In the bilan, that's right.
Okay, but this is what we've done. We haven't done more and we haven't done less, but that's where we're at. Obviously, adding existing parks has helped us on, push us on. But we still have a way to go, and getting that last percentage is not going to be easy. We think we have the it's possible, and in doing these different projects everywhere, we think we have lined up the acreage that we need to get the other percentage.
Right. Just a moment, Mr. Adair. I would like to say that the information that you're presenting on the screen right now is precisely the kind of information that people would like to make input from the public need.
Yeah.
And we don't have access to those kinds of maps.
Yes, sir, as we said, it will be on the website, so people will get access to. So
okay.
Mr. De Sousa and Mr. Bouchard said that a few moments ago.
Okay.
It's fine for you?
That's fine.
Okay. Do you have another question?
I'll make it as brief as I possibly can. In the 4 years since the politic was adopted, the goalposts have shifted. The province of Quebec has now moved to a goal of 12% that it hopes to attain before 2010, at which point the 2010 target essentially has to be achieved. That's the UN CBD target. Will the city not, continues to maintain this low ball 8%, 6% of which would be terrestrial, which is half of the 12%, you know, looking at it realistically, you know, we're not going to be visiting sites offshore. And we'd like to know if the city will be revising at the end of this particular year its target so that it can acquire more. There are available lands, municipal agricultural lands, that could be targeted.
Your question is clear.
Yeah.
Mr. De Sousa?
Yeah. Mr. Fletcher, I'm very conservative, and in that vein, I think I'm first going to focus on seeing we reach the objectives of 8% that we set. Clearly, I'm not going to jump to another target until I know that we can do what we set out to do. So that's my first comment on that. The second comment is that it's pretty easy for the government of Quebec to have huge swaths of land up in rural areas where there's publicly owned, that they can just declare and not only go to the 8% but go to the 12% without even batting an eyelash.
No.
I have, in an urban center such as Montreal, it's much more difficult to achieve. I have yet to see the government of Quebec put one penny down to creating the Two Mountains Nature Park, to put any imagination into that as well, to put any lands into it, either through the SGF or others, or through land swaps. I'm waiting with bated breath. The day they come to the table, I'd be more than happy to talk to them and see how we could work with them to increase that. But so far, and you know, because you have worked hard on the Two Mountains Park, and with all due respect they haven't yet come down and put one provincial park in the Montreal region. So I'm left a bit on my, as I say, I'm left a little bit on my appetite, so to speak, so much that the agglomeration of Montreal is working hard with monies that are coming out of the taxpayer base in terms of real estate. We don't have the luxury of income taxes and all of the other means. We don't have the luxury of large reserves and lands. So
I'd
we're
like
trying to do what
though,
we
Mr.
can.
D'Souza,
clearly,
that there is,
if they are willing to come to the table and add significant chunks of land on the island of Montreal in terms of stuff that you've worked on, I'd be more than willing to talk to them.
Right.
C'est bien.
That's it?
Ben oui, c'était... Mr. De Sousa answered quite frankly your question.
The comments will come at the time of the...